This is Kurt Vonnegut, WNYC's reporter on the afterlife. Dr. Kevorkian has just entrapped me from the gurney after yet another controlled near-death experience. I was lucky enough on this trip to interview none other than the late Adolf Hitler. I was gratified to learn that he now feels remorse for any actions of his, however indirectly, which might have had anything to do with violent deaths suffered by 35 million people during World War II. He and his mistress Eva Braun, of course, were among those casualties, along with 4 million other Germans, 6 million Jews, 18 million citizens of the Soviet Union, and so on. "I paid my dues along with everybody else," he said. It is his hope that a modest monument, possibly a stone cross, since he was a Christian, will be erected somewhere in his memory, possibly on the grounds of the United Nations headquarters in New York. It should be incised, he said, with his name and his dates, 1889 to 1945, and underneath should be a two-word sentence in German, "Entschuldigen Sie," roughly translated into English. This comes out, "I beg your pardon," or "excuse me."